One day, we might develop the magnetic field technology necessary to keep a human alive within Jupiter's radiation environment. But in the near future, our exploration will continue by machine.
The robotic program isn't about robots. It's a profoundly human activity that we're just sending pieces of ourselves out there to do these jobs.
Pretty soon you are using the eyes of the spacecraft as your eyes, and you get very attached to your heroic spacecraft, which survives numerous death-defying experiences.
If you listen to people who have been involved in these explorations over the years, they say, oh, that was the year we went by Enceladus, or that's the year we went to Neptune. It's very, very much a personal thing. The difference between being here and being there starts blurring.
To be so familiar with such alien worlds shows how far we've traveled, thanks to Galileo, both the man and the robot. And the voyage continues.
I'd love to visit Io if I could. It's one of my favorite places in the solar system. You would always have Jupiter hanging in the background, huge and multicolored and constantly changing. It would be a pretty amazing place to see.
For a trip to study the weather of Jupiter, I'd get down in the atmosphere where the lightning is being formed, and I'd just look out the window and enjoy the flashes.
Europa kind of has it all. I'd love to be able to poke around down there in Europa's ocean. Might there really be life down there? It's probably not something I'll know in my lifetime, but we'll set the stage for the next generation of explorers to find out.